Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody stages false flag terror attacks in this country and gets away with it. You may get away with it in your kangaroo courts. You may get away with it with your dying dinosaur media, but in the real court of public opinion, where the rubber meets the road, everybody knows who carried out the Oklahoma City terror attack 20 years ago today, April 19th, 1995. And it's already 2015. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got a power-packed, very informative, staggering transmission today. Joe Biggs is back from the border. He met with the counterterrorism folks from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He went across the border and where Judicial Watch has reported an ISIS training base. He'll have breaking news with us on that front. We have huge vaccine news. We have mainstream media trying to claim that the mainline Republican Party and conservatives are basically all Tim McVeigh's. That story's up on Infowars.com. We've got Iran ship convoy moves towards Yemen, alarming U.S. officials. We've got a mystery illness that's killed 18 people in 24 hours. We've just got a lot of really important news today and some pro-Second Amendment news, some vaccine news. It's all coming up. But first, an extremely informative report that Leanne McAdoo filed on some of the brainwashing and propaganda going on in Congress that we covered earlier in the week, but she really crystallizes it, where they're implying that bloggers, period, are like cult members or ISIS. You can't make this up. Here's our report, and then we'll be back.
Almost like a cult, I would say, that is formed online, and they mobilize, and they feel like they are part of some enlightened fight against the establishment. They find an outlet where they can a platform to voice their deranged views.
Former RT host Liz Wall testifying about the big bad internet, saying that it provides a platform for fringe voices and extremists, and what a problem it is that conspiracy theorists are dominating online discussions, bypassing all those paid government trolls, and able to be so effective that they're riling up massive amounts of people. Oh, goodness. Wall was called on as an expert witness at a House Foreign Relations Committee hearing titled Confronting Russia's Weaponization of Information. Now, the threat there is not combat weapons or war games, but rather the growing popularity of alternative TV and radio programming that challenges the establishment narrative. Could that be because people are ready for a little bit of truthful news? Now, Wall also went on to characterize those of us involved in this pushback as cult members, completely oblivious of the fact that blindly gobbling up and regurgitating the state narrative of your dear leader without question is, in fact, cultish behavior. Wall gained notoriety last year for quitting Russian state media during a live broadcast. It was a totally inauthentic move that had been planned months in advance and was orchestrated with the help of James Kirchick, who is a former employee of Radio Free Europe. Radio Free Europe, along with the Voice of America, have been pumping pro-U.S. propaganda around the globe for decades. It's been very effective.
That's
so clearly it's a case of do as I say, not as I do. Now, when Wall talks about RT being a network that doesn't play by the rules, she's speaking of the unspoken rule of reciting White House talking points. Now, there's no doubt RT definitely puts out pro-Russian propaganda, but it also broadcasts truths about geopolitics and foreign policy that Americans will never see on mainstream corporate networks, precisely because those networks are engaged in propaganda.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
But rather than change their methods to, actual transparency and truth-telling, they are desperately trying to stifle the rising alternative voices that are effectively promoting freedom. I'm Leanne McAdoo for Infowars.com.
That's right, folks. And again, Leanne, when she makes the point saying pro-U.S. propaganda, she means globalist propaganda that's already destroyed the U.S. effectively. She means New World Order propaganda. They just use us as their command base.
I was born. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. We're live on this Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, airing on stations across the country and re-aired by many others. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the transmission. Thank you for spreading the word about this important syndicated radio / TV news program. With open commentary and open opinion, leaning strongly and unapologetically towards liberty and freedom and family and self-defense and private property and sovereignty and defending the old, defending veterans, defending the unborn, treating people like we want to be treated. That's what you're going to get here. We wear it openly on our sleeve, the sickening bias of telling the truth. According to the establishment, the sickening bias of studying history and reading the legislation and really knowing what's going on. We commit that cardinal sin every minute, actually researching what's going on and then raising the alarm worldwide. Thank you again for joining us on this Sunday transmission. The weekday broadcast, of course, is 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Joe Biggs is going to be in studio with us for several segments. He and our intrepid cameraman, Josh Owen, went down to the Mexico border. Joe Biggs went in with some of his old contacts when he was stationed down there in the U.S. Army at Fort Bliss. Went into one of the most dangerous areas, probably the most dangerous, like they say, it's the most dangerous area in Mexico, right across from that U.S. military base there in El Paso. They have found hundreds of mass graves with hundreds of people, in some cases per mass grave, right across there. The drug cartels fully control the area. Judicial Watch came out and reported a week and a half ago that they had credible sources that ISIS was engaged in human smuggling, probably to make money, with, quote, other than Mexicans, predominantly Middle Easterners that are the third largest group coming across. It's Mexicans. And then other than Mexicans, you think it would be Latin Americans and others, but it's actually Chinese, and then it's Arabs coming in. Because I don't want to get into all the reasons why. The point is that's happening and unfolding, and Joe Biggs was called through this office by the FBI. We have the card. We have their names. They asked us not to give their names because they're in anti-terrorism. That's fine. We won't. But FBI agents met Biggs at El Paso Airport. Biggs called FBI field office in El Paso to confirm agent's name. The FBI agent asked not to be named. He had an associate with him. Due to the fact he's counterterrorism, Josh Owen sat with Biggs while agents asked him for intel on ISIS in Mexico. Agents said Judicial Watch was a credible source, and they looked into what they write about and basically said that they had intel that was happening but couldn't comment. So basically confirming that they are looking at ISIS over the border. The agents wanted to know, what he saw, how he got in, and what things stood out in ANARPA, that area of Mexico, the most dangerous area of Mexico, bar none. So Joe Biggs will be joining us on that front. Regardless, it's real journalism. Journalists do not go in to this area of Mexico. It's totally different than Juarez and other areas that are dangerous, but nothing compared to this. It's a veritable ghost town with very little foot traffic, very little vehicles, and it's where the main cartels basically battle it out. And so Joe will be joining us to break that down. And there's more news. Islamic State, ISIS, has come out, and I've told you they've done this before, and I haven't given it a lot of attention because in the final equation, it's what they're looking for. They threatened us. Their official Twitter and Facebook has attacked us, and I asked the question, why are they allowed to operate on Twitter and Facebook? Because higher-level Western sources want to basically hype this threat, allow this threat to grow, allow attacks to happen, to then get more anti-terror funding, which can then be basically projected onto the American people themselves. But here it is. InfoWars reporter featured in new ISIS video. Footage shows dramatized clips of 9/11 attack, gruesome beheadings interspersed with Joe Biggs at the border. And they say in Arabic, yes, InfoWars, yes, Joe Biggs, you're right. We are on the border. We can come across. So that is what ISIS is saying. And the other articles on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, FBI seeks intel from InfoWars reporter over ISIS border threat. You can see both those videos at InfoWars.com right now. Now, as I said, getting into all of this, what happens is they pass the Patriot Act, which is up for reauthorization now, back in 2001 on the heels of 9/11. And the whole thing, I watched the hearings on C-SPAN, was focused on gun owners, veterans, libertarians, but also drug dealers, land rights activists, I mean, real criminals, but also people trying to save the country. The point was, it was not focused on Al-Qaeda, now reborn bigger and badder as ISIS. It was not dealing with that. It was always about the general public. And the Patriot Act is used every few seconds now by the feds in this country to circumvent the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They've used 9/11 to basically blow giant smoking holes in the Constitution and Posse Comitatus, where we have militarization of police and troops everywhere. And there's always excuses for why it's happening. There's always a good reason up front, but that's never the real reason. They got to convince the military and police, who in many cases are very patriotic and smart people, to go along with this. So at first, you know, all these different government training operations, it's about fighting Al-Qaeda. But down the road, it becomes veterans, gun owners, libertarians. And now you see that in the news. In fact, CNN today, how extremist threat remains 20 years after Oklahoma City bombing. And Kurt Nemo breaks down the article at InfoWars.com with the quotes pulled out, where they say now all libertarians, conservatives, the Republican Party themselves, they're basically terrorists. Here's the headline. Corporate media, McVeigh's anti-government sentiment, now mainstream in Republican Party. Columnist repeats absurd fairy tale about Republicans and Oklahoma City bombing. Yeah, within 35 minutes of OKC bombing happening 20 years ago today in Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, they were blaming talk radio and Rush Limbaugh by name. Now, I've made three films on Oklahoma City. I've interviewed the police officers that survived, the families of police officers that were tortured to death by the Justice Department and killed. I have covered every facet of it, and I'm not going to spend all day on this. I'm just going to tell you. If you're a new listener and you don't know what a self-inflicted wound is, what a false flag is, Hitler blew up, firebombed his own Reichstag right after being elected, February 27th, 1933. Nuremberg didn't even declassify it until about a decade ago. It was released. Because government didn't even want you knowing how governments operate. Because they do it so much, too. Hitler firebombed the Capitol and then basically declared martial law. The rest is history. You know what happened. He launched false flags in Operation Himmler, in Gleiwitz and other areas, to blame Poland for attacking German military bases. You don't think Hitler just invaded Poland and told Germans because he felt like it. He blew up his own military bases. That's declassified. That came out after World War II. So that's what a false flag is. And we've never had one so open and shut as Oklahoma City. I've interviewed Jane Graham in HUD, who for exercise would take the stairs and saw known FBI, known ATF, and German intelligence, because it later came out in the news, planning the gray sticks of butter. And the cops that showed up right after the bomb went off, they saw the same guys. That's why, you know, medical doctor and cop of the year, Terrence Yeagy, the drug folks out of the building, that's why they were killed. And I've talked to Don Browning, the head of the canine unit, who the government came into his office and said, we will kill you and your wife if you don't shut up. So let me explain something. McVeigh was a patsy. That was a staged event. McVeigh basically thought they were just doing a drill and were going to set up white supremacists at Elohim City. When he found out they were going to go operational, just like Ahmad Salam, who we've had on, New York Times headline, who tried to stop the first World Trade Center attack. And they gave him a real bomb, real detonators, let it go forward. Remember all that? Same thing with McVeigh. That's why they hung him out to dry as the patsy. He did not want to blow up the daycare center. He was the only guy that didn't want to go along with it. And she saw McVeigh with him planting the bombs. And then the very FBI guys go, we weren't in town. We were in Dallas. They filled out stuff at the Marriott the day and a half before. They were there. So that's what happened 20 years ago, a false flag. We're going to talk to Joe Biggs straight ahead.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Finally, a hard rock album that actually says something. Envy, the self-titled CD.
We all live in a world today where things are what they seem. And if you think the news is real, you're living in a dream. Politicians don't run too deep to fight for you and me. They represent who cuts a check, fulfill the corporate. I can't stand this no more.
iTunes or Amazon.com. Visit NBMusic.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
That's right. Raising the debt does not raise the debt. And you can keep your doctor, though you can't. And Obama's not going to come after your guns, but he did.
Alex Jones Show.
That's right. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. Joe Biggs at InfoWars.com Report will be with us for the rest of the hour. Then I'll cover news, the first few segments of the second hour. And then we have a really interesting group of authors on Confessions of a D.C. Madam. I interviewed the D.C. madam about a month before she was killed. And she was trying to tell me stuff off air. And I said, listen, I didn't listen to your phone right now. I don't want to be told none of this is not on air. And they hung her. They killed her. And I investigated it. We'll talk about that. But they've got some of the inside intel and the first-hand accounts of different cases of things that have unfolded like this. So that's going to be coming up to understand how they blackmail people, how they're controlling folks. If you are criminal interest that want to control government because of the fabulous wealth and power you can have through that, how do you checkmate a country based on due process and freedom? Well, you declare a national security state, you operate in the shadows, you fund foreign enemies so there's an outside threat, you then profit on battling that outside threat. That outside threat's able to consolidate control in its country because they can then say that you're a threat. This is the Hegelian dialectic of problem-reaction-solution. And if you are the globalists that want to take the guns, open the borders, do the rest of this, but you can't, well, you just stage false flags, like Oklahoma City 20 years ago, and blame it on your political enemies. And if you can't get Congress to totally open the borders and sign global treaties and shut off the power plants and do all the rest of it, you just start doing it with executive power and say, remove me from office. But the media then plays along with that. So we are in a tyranny by any yardstick. Do I think the military is going to take over tomorrow? No. But politicians are trying to put the military and the police into a role of political police, political suppressors, banning free speech, banning filming police, banning criticizing politicians at city halls. We've all seen the footage. There's an attempt to shut up dissent in this country, and dissent is the sunlight that will disinfect things. Coming up, we're going to cover the waterfront with Joe Biggs riding shotgun with me. Brain damage victims of swine flu vaccine win $63 million. That's been released by the federal government. You won't see that in the news. I thought they were all safe and effective. We're going to get into Texas set to approve open carry of handguns. Some good news spreading across the country. The bad news, the end of the license plate as they move towards RFIDs. Trek everywhere you go and tax you by the mile. That's mainstream news pushing that. Told you that was coming. And that ties into this. Congress is attempting to reauthorize key Patriot Act provisions by sneaking it into USA Freedom Act. That's Liberty Blitzkrieg on InfoWars.com. Here's an article breaking it down. What is this? The London Guardian. NSA and FBI fight to retain spy powers as surveillance law nears expiration. Debate reignites on Capitol Hill with Patriot Act set to expire. And that ties into FBI overstated forensic hair matches in nearly all trials before 2000. And that was because Frederick Whitehurst, who we've interviewed, the former head of the crime lab, went public saying they were basically being ordered to frame everybody. He's been on the show like four or five times. It's still going on. So the thing is, you can't trust any of this. Does that mean that the FBI, you know, I love Joe Biggs Friday night. And then Saturday posted videos, you know, in South Texas, in El Paso, at the airport, meeting with the FBI. I wanted to meet with him. But folks are like, what are you doing? Meet with the FBI traitors. We'll meet with whoever. When Joe called me and said, should I meet with them? I said, if they're local FBI, if they're in the local office, I would meet with them. They're going to ask you about what you saw and what went on. If you're going down there again, they'll want to use you as a source. A lot of people low level are doing a really good job. They're just not allowed, just like on 9/11, a bunch of FBI officers in Dallas, Phoenix, Minneapolis, St. Paul tried to stop what happened. They were ordered to stand down. But I said, if it's feds or attached to the Justice Department, do not talk to them and don't even go to the airport. Run. Run. Because that's Southern Poverty Law Center. That's the folks that brought you the false flags. That's the Eric Holder FBI. You don't want to get anywhere near him. But no, he met with them. They were pretty good guys. And Joe's here to talk about that. His experience is going in the most dangerous area of Mexico, right next to the Texas border there by El Paso. Did a great job. Joe, what do you want to tackle first? Meeting with the FBI and them confirming that, you know, we take Judicial Watch as credible, but they're unable to go further? Or do you want to get into the situation that you witnessed inside Mexico?
Yeah, we can start from the beginning. You know, it was a Thursday. Josh Owens and I were able to fly over into right over Anapra and be able to witness some of these different compounds that were in the area and try to get like a bird's eye view of what was going on. It was very hard to go through the footage and see anything. So that's when I decided, hey, I'm going to go into Mexico myself and try and spot something.
And I told you that was up to you because it is dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked to some Border Patrol. I talked to some locals. You know, I had a few people who said they were going to drive me in, and they all backed out because Anapra is an area where people, when they were teenagers, would try to go into and see who could stay the longest, and that's how, like, hard they would be. Like,
it's total cartel run, mass graves everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's once you come out of Juarez, when you're not in Anapra, it's like being in Iraq. You've completely – I was – hundreds of yards away from Josh Owens on the other side of the border, and he's watching out for me. But I felt like I was on the other side of the world all alone, that if something happened there and he watched, there's nothing he could do.
And I want to be clear. If anybody does – I mean, I grew up in Texas, so I know about this. You were stationed out there, so you know. They have found hundreds of mass graves, sometimes 100, 200 people in them, including kids. I mean, this is the most insane death zone, but it's hardly in the media.
Yeah.
They play it down. Go ahead.
And the thing that was scary is being out there, being a gringo in a truck with American plates riding through Anapra, you know, everyone's looking at us. There's cartel spotters on every corner with a cell phone just watching you, every little move you make, what you're doing. Every time groups of people would walk by, I would just try to put my head down and, you know, put my main camera down, just had the GoPros going. I mean, and it's one of those areas, if something would have went wrong, one of those guys would have just felt suspicious any with us being there, I mean, that would have been in my head, literally.
And what's the name of the video? It's InfoWars reporters go into an opera. We can roll some of that footage while you talk. This is just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, there was just dead carcasses, like animals and stuff on the side of the road. I mean, it was just like being in Iraq. It smelled like rotten eggs. And there was this huge compound with concertina wire on the top. We saw that mosque-looking building as well. There was one of the huge cartel houses that I didn't know was a cartel house until after I spoke with FBI, and they said that's like a very heavily armed area, and me and this guy, my buddy, were just driving up and down beside it. Like, you know, we didn't even know what we were doing. We didn't know how dangerous the area was that we were in. We didn't know how much of a threat there would have been, you know.
You also went into the air.
Yeah. Yeah, we flew over those areas, too. I mean, there's always a chance someone could take pop shots at you, too. Josh had read an article where the Mexican government, you know, had ordered people to, like, shoot down planes that come over Mexico because sometimes they think they're, like, cartel planes taking drugs, so they start shooting them down.
No, there's no doubt. The only other place that may be as dangerous is one sector on the Guatemala-Mexico border.
Yeah.
Because I've had professors on that have written books on the hot zones. That is the hot of the hot of the hot. Over 100,000 people dead total we know about, and a huge portion of them right there. We're going to come back, talk about your meeting with the FBI counterterrorism unit at the airport when we come back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee
to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
An opera, another world, another time,
a time
in the age of wonder,
in the age of wonder, another world,
another time,
another time.
His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, you have these no man's lands where the cartels control things like an opera right across the border from El Paso. And there's no grocery stores, there's no shops, there's no nothing because the cartels want to push all normal activity out, the police, the military out, and totally control it. That's where Joe Biggs went. Then the FBI wanted to question him. Why were we there? Because Judicial Watch, that I've been covering for 20 years, or it's about 19 years old, has been very accurate over and over again. And they said that there is a training camp over the border hidden in that area. And we found aerial shots of guys in trucks and eight guys marching in black uniforms and weird-looking mosque. And we're just drawing attention to this so it gets investigated more, because ISIS has been threatening us through Facebook, Twitter. They've launched new attacks in Iraq, in other areas today, in Libya. 700 people just drowned trying to get out of Libya because of them. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. I mean, Al-Qaeda was like a made-up force the West was funding and protecting. They were real jihadis, but the globalists were feeding them like rabid dogs at a distance to then attack America so they could take our freedoms. But ISIS is taking over major countries, shipping lanes, ports. So we're in Texas. We'd be crazy when Joe Biggs was stationed down there at Fort Bliss and we have contacts in the Border Patrol and not go down there. That's what real journalists do. Nobody else does that. And I mean nobody, but Vice might go into some more internal stuff. It's really nothing. I'm not saying Vice doesn't do some bold stuff. They've been hit with rubber bullets with our reporters like Joe, you know, up in Ferguson just covering it. We weren't even anti-police. But then I see the commenters, well, it's a minority of them on Infowars.com, you know, going, oh, it's not dangerous, big deal. Let me tell you, the FBI wouldn't go in there. Plus, they don't have jurisdiction. This is extremely dangerous. Mexico has the highest crime rate in the world, and then you're in the hot zone of the hot zone. So, Joe, describe going in for folks a little bit more, and let's get into the FBI.
Yeah, when you go in there, it's just complete and total just chaos. You know, the traffic, how everything is, everyone's just rushing. Me and my guide almost saw two little kids just murdered by a bus driver. They just don't care. They were just driving. A little kid was out in the road playing, and this bus just swerved around me and my guy, and the little five-year-old girl barely grabbed that boy and pulled him just within inches of his life. That would have just been a murdered two kids right there on the ground. No one would have done anything. No one would have known.
So it's anarchy. We're showing people being shot at a grocery store for no reason right now by the cartels.
Yeah, I mean, it's complete and total lawlessness. It's just crazy out there. And, you know, you get out there, and it's just being completely alone. Even though, like I said, I was hundreds of yards away from Josh Owens, I felt like I was all alone. It was scarier than being in Iraq in the sense that in Iraq I at least had a gun. I at least could defend myself, and I had a group of people. Here I am, one person sticking out like a sore thumb, a white boy in an opera Mexico with no gun, armed with only a camera and a cell phone. You know, that's pretty intense.
So the FBI calls the truck you went in with. Break that down.
Yeah, so Saturday morning I am coming back from the East Portillo Mountains with Josh. We had been out there filming. That was the area where they said they had those ISIS spotters up in the mountains. So we went out there, drove about an hour and a half, went out there and checked it out. I get back into El Paso, and we're just kind of, you know, going over articles, just kind of like wasting time until it's time to get on the aircraft and, you know, fly back this way. I get a message on my phone, and it's a guy said, hey, have you seen this new video? You're in this new ISIS video. So I'm like, wow, that's crazy. So I look at it.
We haven't even gotten to that part yet.
Yeah.
You're now in the official ISIS website.
So I get this video. 20 minutes later, we finish eating, and I get a call.
You're now featured in the video that's worldwide news, We Will Burn America.
Yeah. So 20 minutes later, I get this call, and it's the my buddy who drove me over into Mexico. He goes, hey, you know how I told you last night that someone called and they were looking for you? He says, I just got a call again. They said it's the FBI. They want to know where you're at and, you know, what you're doing. So at first I was kind of like, okay, this is a little intense. All right, the FBI is calling me, all right? And I'm sitting there thinking to myself. I said, all right, well, send me his name, his number, and I'm going to contact the FBI field office here in El Paso, find out if this is a name that actually is an actual.
Well, you called me, and I said check their name, and also said they probably really want to know what you saw.
Yeah, I mean, and at the end of the day, that's what they were really interested in. Like you said earlier, FBI doesn't have the jurisdiction to go over there. They've got all that red tape that doesn't allow them to go in there, and they were wanting to know why someone like me would go over there. And I said, hey, El Paso is like a second home to me. I have a lot of friends that are like family in that town. If these guys come over, these jokers, these ISIS, come across these wide open borders, and they start doing terrorist attacks on Fort Bliss, I'm going to be pissed off. Especially if I didn't go do something and help bring awareness to this.
Yeah, these are the very jihadis you've been fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, you know, and the fact that these guys, you know, it takes me to go over there to go look to see what's going on. You know, I know they've got ways they can get over in there.
Judicial Watch is very credible. That's why we went down there.
Yeah, so, and exactly.
The FBI said that. They agreed.
Yeah, so I'm talking to the field agent, and he's counterterrorism. He asked not to have his name said or anything like that. But Josh sat in on the meeting with me, and there was another guy as well that didn't really talk much. He just kind of listened in. But I checked his credentials. Everything was legit. And he goes, hey, so what is your interest? Why are you looking into this? And I said, well, how long have you been watching my videos? And he goes, well, I've been watching your videos for a while. You know, he said, I watched your live feed. I watched you while you were in Mexico. We were all watching to see if you would find anything. You know, we're very interested in your research and what you were doing. And I said,
well, then that's the answer to his question.
Yeah. I said, the reason I went down there was based off the Judicial Watch report. And he goes, yeah. He's like, we call them very credible sources. Anything they write about, we definitely look into because it always turns out to be true.
Yeah, that's what we found.
Yeah. I mean, he said they're 99.9% of the time accurate on everything they write about. And he says the reason is they get so many details on things. You know, they're so detailed in their articles about the specifics of locations and all that. That's when they started looking into Judicial Watch and then saw that these guys are credible when they started checking those sources as well.
Well, it's Judicial Watch almost brought down Clinton and a lot of others. They have a lot of good people in government feed them info. And the Judicial Watch is a bunch of highbrow lawyers. They don't go with it until they've double-checked it. They're the ones that broke the North American Union documents.
Yeah.
The Saudi connection to 9/11, the stand-down order. That was Judicial Watch, not me, when I was getting called the 9/11 truther and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, the government did stand down. Judicial Watch got the documents. Doesn't mean the whole government did it. Criminals did that. So I can't tell you how many hundreds of times Judicial Watch has been accurate. Well, listen, you know, this is what real journalism is, Joe, and we're just trying to draw attention down there. So if there is an ISIS threat down there, it will be exposed.
I mean, he told me that I had bigger balls, I would say, than anybody ever. He said that they would never go in there. He said the fact that – he said one of the main reasons they had so many people watching was just the fact that if something went wrong, you know, I could have lost my head, Colombian necktie, cut through here, ripped out the bottom. He said they were – literally worried about the safety of me at the time, too.
Sure, politically, if you got hurt, Obama wants the border to look like it's all pretty and happy and there's no crime, and oh, it's so wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. By you going down there, you spotlight that.
Yeah, you know, and Josh Owens at the same time was able to talk to a Border Patrol agent on the other side of the border, on the U.S. side, when I was over in Mexico. And this guy is saying, yeah, you know, at nighttime, this area right here at the Cristo Rey Mountains is the most trafficked or traffic spot in the entire border.
They pick up over 2,000 other than Mexicans a month.
On that spot, the spots where we were walking, where we filmed trenches, where you could just, it's like double overhead. You could walk down in these trenches and no one, even in a helicopter, would ever see you. And they do it at nighttime.
So many canyons where it floods in.
Exactly, yeah. And he said that it's not unusual at nighttime to hear gunfire, you know, the coyote shooting if someone doesn't pay.
Oh, yeah. If the people don't pay the full price or get shaken down, whole families are killed and buried in pits.
Yeah.
I mean, that is so evil. But then Rodriguez makes movies where Don Johnson's the one burying the Mexicans. No, it's the cartels. Not Don Johnson in Machete. I wish Machete in that movie was killing the cartels, but notice he's not.
Yeah. I mean, you got to look at it from all kinds of different angles as well, though. I mean, look at all these illegals who come over here. What do? They get a Willy Wonka golden ticket to everything.
Stay there. I want to break this down with you and tie it into Libya. Stay with us. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here, live broadcasting worldwide. Joe Biggs, InfoWars.com reporter, is in studio with us. I want to shift gears and connect this whole ISIS situation to the rest of the world and tie it into EU leaders' call for emergency talks after 700 migrants drowned off Libya here in just a moment. But before we go any further, we're running a bunch of different specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now and InfoWarsLife.com right now. We built this media operation because you supported us and spread the word and supported our sponsors. And predominantly, that was the films I produced, the T-shirts, the books, the videos we carry at InfoWarsStore.com. Highest quality, gravity-fed filters that cut out the glyphosates, the fluoride, the rest of the garbage. 10% off, promo code WATER. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But we're running right now, and it ends this month, some of the biggest specials. In fact, the biggest special we've ever had on colloidal silver. 50% off Silver Bullet, the high-quality, nano-size, 300 parts per million silver for $14.95. The exact same silver is $29.95 at places like Whole Foods and other installations. So, again, you can get it half off right now. If you get two bottles Silver Bullet. You can get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield, a detoxing chelator as well. That's just one of the specials available right now at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have some other specials as well. We have the Alex Jones Challenge Pack. That is the oxy powder that flushes out your intestines, the high-level oxygen, the X2 Nation Iodine, the Super Male Vitality, all three products together free shipping or buy them individually free shipping. You can also get two bottles of Nation Iodine X2 and get a free bottle on top of that of the Fluoride Shield chelator that pulls the heavy metals out of your blood. And again, most people are iodine deficient. It's the good halogen. They have the bad halogens of fluoride and other stuff in their thyroid. Personally, what's done for me and what group said it would do is detox, energy, you name it. Just try it. You've heard the rave reviews. Bottom line, your purchase supports the transmission and what we're doing here. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your amazing support as well. Again, that's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Now, when I see a news story like this, I begin to connect the dots to what's previously happened. Hillary Clinton 4.5 years ago said bombarding with U.S. and NATO air power Libya was the thing to do. Gaddafi was a tyrant, and freedom fighters out of eastern Libya were wonderful people. We pointed out they flew Al-Qaeda flags. They wanted an Islamic state. They were funded by Saudi Arabia. The country is now admittedly a failed state. They've killed over 60,000 people. Black Africans in their own continent are not welcomed by the racist jihadis. If you read some of the Quranic passages about black folks, it really makes you wonder just in the interpretation about why so many people think Christianity is racist when there's no text. But the point is EU leaders call for emergency talks after 700 migrants drowned off Libya, Reuters. As many as 700 people feared dead after a fishing boat packed with migrants capsizes off Libyan coast overnight, when officials say may be the Mediterranean's worst disaster as thousands flee poverty and war to Europe. Now, normally I'd say, hey, Africa, you're having a bunch of kids. You want to get to Italy that has welfare way down the state. Italy's totally bankrupt. The big bankers want to legalize you to come there, to be a political bloc, to be dependent. I'd be against it. But Western governments went into Libya, the most stable country in Africa, that was stabilizing all of Africa. And Gaddafi had worked with the West for 8 years. He was letting Western investment come in. They betrayed him. They set him up. They killed him in the street. And now they've turned it over to Islamic State ISIS, who's using it as a base to attack all over the Middle East. And now the media has come out and said, we've got to have a task force. And we've now got to basically let anybody who wants to leave Africa come to Europe, see how they create the crisis and offer the solution. And then you don't want to say no to these poor Libyans who the West is wrong. But at the same time, the very globalists that destabilized Libya are now going to use them to destabilize Italy and the rest of Europe, which Islamic State has said they will do with these very migrants, Joe Biggs.
Well, Yemen's also collapsing as well, and all those people are flooding from Yemen over into Djibouti as well. So that's what's going to happen from there. They're going to leave and flee over into Europe as well.
A destabilization program. Break it down. How do we counter this?
Like I said, we cut the funding off. I mean, that's the thing. We keep funding these people.
That's right. We don't care what goes on. Like Rand Paul says, we don't fund any of it because the funding always only makes it worse because special interests want to keep the crisis going.
We've funded them so much, they're now able to take over these oil refineries, airfields, all these different places. They're taking over
shipyards, ports.
Just murdering people by the thousands. Gruesome beheadings, you know.
A week.
Executions. I mean, this is out of control. And we've allowed them, by funding them, to continue to grow so much that they have gotten beyond, you know, the government's power. Because, you know, the government, the Obama administration, like I've said before in the past, is Dr. Frankenstein. ISIS is the monster they created. These guys have gotten so big, out of control.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not controlled by the West. They were birthed and funded and suckled.
And, I mean, we've got to stop doing these accidental airdrops. I know people in the Air Force, they take their job seriously. They don't accidentally miss a target. They hit their target.
Well, that's what the president of Iraq said. He said, well, the West is funding Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, they
because 2 years ago, the military wouldn't go along with resupplying them, so now it's accidents.
Yeah, they train and train to hit their marks, to drop their packages where they're supposed to go, and they keep saying these are accidental drops. I don't believe that whatsoever. These guys purposely do it. Now, the Air Force pilots are probably being told, hey, this is a rebel stronghold. You know, these are the guys who are trying to fight ISIS. This is where you need to drop it, not knowing from that high up.
That's how compartmentalization works.
So they tell these guys they're dropping it off in a good area, and then you see some ISIS propaganda video coming out, and they're opening up U.S., you know, crates with grenades and, you know, RPGs and all this stuff. I mean, it's out of control, and people are dying because we keep and continue fighting them.
I agree, and I believe it's exposing compartmentalization because the average person in the FBI or the military or a corporation is not bad. It's that the top-down disinformation is what's happening.
Yeah. And there's a, you know, a psychological warfare that they push out to the masses, and then there's a psychological, you know, warfare that they use against their own troops. And that's how they get these people to do stuff.
That's right. There's disinfo on the public, but also another brand of it internally on the military.
Exactly. I mean, when you go through different stages in military training, like ANOC and all this stuff, Advanced Non-Commissioned Officer School and all this different training, they teach you to essentially fool these soldiers into just doing stuff and becoming robots and just listening to what you say and not thinking for themselves. That's what they train people to do.
Well, notice
when they get older and they get higher up in ranks, it's easier for the political guys who are like master sergeants, sergeant majors, all this, to kind of go ahead and start trickling in down to these staff sergeants. Hey, listen to this. You know, this is the truth. Just go with it. Tell your guys this is what's going on.
And the more you BS, the higher you rise up.
Yeah.
And then we're just putting a headline up where Sony won't even block on their platforms ISIS. Neither will Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, but we get censored all the time.
Facebook wants to have a button that's going to tell users whether or not something is fake news or not. But meanwhile, they're going to allow this stuff.
That's right. They're going to let users vote down or ban content because they claim it's not true.
If I go into Mexico illegally and I get captured by the Mexican government, what's going to happen? I'm going to be like Andrew Tamorsi. I'm going to be locked up in prison for a long time. What happens when these guys come over to our country? We let them. We get them to get bus tickets. We get them to go to school. We give them health care.
The golden ticket.
We give them a free ticket to everything out there. And there's nothing for them to worry about. ISIS can literally just walk across the border and come in and start terrorizing people, and we're more of a threat. The camera's on us. The target is on us.
Let me ask you this question. If they bait and switch after 9/11, use 9/11 to take our freedoms, if they do let ISIS come across and attack, but the border's still open, won't that backfire and cause a call for the border to be secured?
I mean, at that point, if they start doing these lone wolf attacks and all these different cells start popping off, I mean, people aren't going to be worried about the border at that point in time. Because if something happens in the middle of...
That's right. They'll just spin it and ignore that.
But if something happens in the middle of the country, what happens? All our focus goes away from the north and south border to the middle of the state.
And there'll be no discussion of why was the border wide open.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's going to wonder what happened in Oklahoma, what happened in the middle of the country somewhere. No one's going to be looking at the south and saying, hey, our borders are wide open. They're going to be like, oh my God, this place just got hit.
Yeah, there's definitely major forces moving quick. Joe Biggs, great job in Mexico. Great job in El Paso. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
For your service to the Republic here in America. All right, next hour coming up, I'm going to hit all the other news I've not yet gotten to. We're going to have some special guests on, Confessions of a DC Madam, to understand the blackmail. But I want to thank you, the viewers and the listeners, for spreading the word about InfoWars.com, the free podcast, and all the products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's your support that made all this possible. You're standing right beside us. I salute you.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God. A gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80. That's Guns80.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.